Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso. And as you've just heard, that was a tiger growling named Taboo. We are here on location today at Lions, Tigers, and Bears with its founder, Bobby Brink. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, I understand that you have a brand new resident that has just joined Lions, Tigers, and Bears, a tiger cub. Tell us about that.
Right. We just took in a new baby tiger, and Fish and Game found them wandering around the town of Hemet. So here he is.
Wow. And he's only 4 months old. He was, what, 2 months when you got him?
Yes, he's been here a couple of months now.
Amazing. And they don't know where he came from or what he was doing wandering the streets of Hemet.
Right. We don't know his history at all. We do know that he was very malnutrition, underweight. He's been declawed. He had a hernia from being overhandled. So we're getting him through his health issues, trying to get him big and strong. And we're probably going to do some surgery on his feet. And he's doing really well.
Well, he's certainly in good hands here. And he looks happy. He's running around jumping and bouncing and looking like a happy, healthy tiger cub. I understand you had a naming contest to choose his name, Himmel, which is after, of course, the late broadcaster Larry Himmel, who was so beloved locally and did so much to help broadcast the good works that you're doing here.
Right. Well, San Diego has a new tiger, so we decided to let everybody in on the naming. So everyone went on our website and picked some names, and then our committee narrowed it down to a few names, and then we put it to Facebook and voted, and unanimously it was Himmel, after Larry Himmel, who we much love, and he much loved Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Here he was a big part of Lions, Tigers, and Bears. And Conga the leopard was actually his favorite here, and we miss Larry dearly. And so Himmel will be a good reminder of Larry.
Yeah, that's a wonderful tribute to Larry. Now, I understand that you have a big event coming up on December 5th, your annual holiday party at Lions, Tigers, and Bears. And this is a little different than some other holiday parties you might have been to. Tell us a little bit about what goes on there.
Well, it's a good, fun family day where we can raise some much-needed funds to take care of all these rescued animals. But we give all the animals Christmas trees and Christmas presents. And they love to thrash the boxes and open up their gifts and carry around the Christmas tree in their mouth. And it's just good, fun family fun. And we have a bar for the adults and food and drinks and vendors. Lots of Christmas gifts for sale. And it's an open house to our facility. And we hope you'll come out and have some fun.
Marvelous. How many animals do you have here now at Lions, Tigers, and Bears? And tell us a little bit about some of them.
We have 60 rescued animals, 17 different species, and all come from either being badly abused, come from the pet trade, or closing down sanctuary, failing facilities, things like that.
Okay, and as the name implies, it's Lions, Tigers, and Bears, but there's also a mountain lion, a bobcat, a leopard, lots of other things. I'd like to introduce now Tasha Matthews. Tasha is one of our wonderful interns who's joining us this semester from UCSD, and Tasha has some questions as well. Tasha, thanks for joining us.
Hello, and thank you. I know you have an incredible love for the animals, Bobby, and I was curious to know what keeps you inspired to do the work that you do.
Getting the animals from the terrible conditions to places like Lions, Tigers, and Bears, and trying to stop this terrible abuse.
Thank you. And what cherished memories do you have while you were here at Lions, Tigers, and Bears?
There are so many good memories here. The people here are incredible. My team is incredible. The animals are incredible. And just watching them go from something bad to something good and, you know, gaining weight and getting shiny and thriving, it's a pretty awesome feeling.
Bobby really does amazing work here. This is Miriam again. I certainly have one of my own treasured memories of this place. The day you opened up the Tiger Trails enclosure, and we were here, and these were tigers that had spent, you know, their whole life before they came here in something like a 10x10 enclosure, and you built this marvelous field that was probably about the size of a football field, and it had a pond, a lake with a waterfall, and just the expression on these tigers' faces when they realized they could run freely for the first time, and one of them finally jumped in the water and was swimming around, and it sure did look like he was smiling.
Priceless, isn't it? Priceless.
You're also involved in trying to do some things to stop the abuse of these animals at the national level. Tell us about that, Bobby.
Well, we kind of follow the legislation around and try to clean up the mess, per se, because the sanctuaries are the ones that come in and fix everything. When people lose their animals, or they surrender their animals, or they've taken them on as a pet and they have no place to go. So we work all over the country. We've been to New York, North Carolina, Florida. We've been to almost every state and rescued animals. And we work with a big group of sanctuaries. So it's really hard to find homes for these animals. So we work together with other sanctuaries. We're one of the only sanctuaries that have a proper transport. It's set up with full first aid for animals, full first aid for humans, onboard anesthesia. It's self-contained. It's temperature controlled. It's perfect for transporting. And that's a way that we can help other sanctuaries and the first responders, and we work with state authorities and things like that.
So you've got a fifth wheeler out here too, and tell me how you use that.
Right, we use our hauler all across the country. We can haul six bears or six tigers at one time, and it's an awesome machine because it's fully self-contained and it's comfortable for the animals and it's safe, and that's how we get them from point A to point B. And a lot of times we literally have to go in and build something. A lot of people don't, when they take on an animal as a pet, they never think about moving it. Or they never think about it having to come out of that cage.
And the pet trade is really cruel with these animals. I know that you were telling me that with the latest tiger cub, they take them away from the mothers at such an early age.
Right. A lot of times they'll pull them from the mother really young, before their eyes are even open. And a person who's, you know, having a tiger as a pet, they might not know how to properly feed it. So we, just like with Himmel here, we had all the malnutrition problems. And it brings the female back into heat, and they breed more babies. It's all about breeding babies.
It's illegal in California to own these exotic animals. And I understand you're working at the federal level to try to make it illegal in every state.
Well, IFA is actually working on the federal bill right now.
And IFA?
IFA, which is International Fund for Animal Welfare, along with some other animal organizations.
Speaking of building, you mentioned that you are working on a brand new habitat facility that you're raising money for currently. Can you tell us about that?
Right. We are trying to raise the funds for our next habitat, which will be probably about 3 acres in size. It'll be very large. It'll be able to house at least 3 bears or up to 6 cats. And so to build this, it'll be about $280,000. And I know that sounds like a lot, but we actually will be able to raise the money by, you know, our members that give the $25, $100, $50. It all adds up, and we will get the job done, and we'll be able to rescue some more animals.
Excellent. And you also do events here. I know today it looks like you're setting up for Princess Cruises coming in this weekend.
Yes, we have Princess Cruises coming in, so about 350 people tomorrow, and it'll just be a lunch and fun and open house, and it'll be a good day.
Very good. If people want to get more information about lions, tigers, and bears, or they'd like to become a member or donate and help support the good works you're doing at Lion, Tigers, and Bears, where can they get that information?
They can just go to our website, www.lionstigersandbears.org. Everything is plural and is spelled out. Or they can call the office and make an appointment and come on out.
And what's that number?
619-659-8078.
Are you looking for volunteers?
We're always looking for volunteers, so come help us to help the animals.
Very good. Bobby, I'm going to let you have the final say. Is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know today about lions, tigers, and bears?
Big cats and bears need your help. And if you're an animal lover like I am, please come out and volunteer, and please come out and help us. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for joining us on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you.